And head coach Bob McKillop is joining us now here on the postgame show. And, Coach, obviously a disappointing start to A-10 play, and it was really a slow start in this game that put you guys back from the beginning.
Well, you cannot at all question the toughness of our guys, the way our guys fought. They fought from the opening tap until the end of the game. Yeah, we made mistakes. We bring that kind of toughness to every A-10 game. We'll clean up some of the details we need to clean up, but, boy, I was pleased with our toughness.
Look at one player in particular had a big afternoon offensively. And when you guys needed it early on, he was taking it to the hole, but then he ended up doing it from everywhere. And that was Carter Collins with a career-high 22 points, and he was highly efficient.
Yeah, Carter was sensational, making shots on the arc, making shots at the rim, getting fouled was sensational. And, you know, when one of the challenges has been we haven't gotten fouled a lot, then, you know, they shot 17, we shot 7, and we had a terrific officials on the game who reffed it very, very well. So that was not the factor. We just did not get fouled by being a little bit more aggressive with our attack.
Coach, there was a couple moments you guys are down by one, and it was really a series of unfortunate plays. You had a long rebound down at this end, and it seemed like that thing swung to a six-point deficit real quick.
Yeah, you know, it was a zone, and they shot a shot at the buzzer, and they didn't make the buzzer, and it hit a long rebound, and we were loaded up all onto one side, and they got the offensive rebound. And then there was another offensive rebound that they got that, geez, I bet you two or three of our guys had their hands on it, but we couldn't come up with it.
Coach, what was the difference? This is the second game in a row where you won the second half and you clawed back into it. What was the difference in the second half?
Well, I think we buried ourselves in the first 6-8 minutes of the game. You looked up at the scoreboard, we're down 20-4. So we're down 20-4, and then you look at it, I think it was 46-46. So we were patient, we executed, we were inside out with our offense. We got stops on defense, didn't. And when you make shots in the offensive end, it takes away 30% of their own offense because you're stopping their defensive transition.
Yep. I think you did a nice job today of getting the ball into Luka. He had lots of opportunities. What's going to be a difference maker for Luka in games?
Well, it's
forward?
A matter of poise. You know, Luka gets the ball there, and he's such a nice kid that he gets rid of it sometimes too quickly. He's not selfish enough with the ball, and he gets a little bit bothered by people that are really physical with him, and they were physical with him in a good way. And they also, with that physicality, it rushed him into making some maybe decisions that if he had taken a second or two more, he would have had an opportunity to finish because, you know, he had a lot of shots around the rim.
Coach, in that second half, you guys shot much better overall. What was it? Was it better defense or patience? What enabled better flow to the offensive game?
I think we really did a terrific job of moving the ball side to side, inside out. And we got stops on the other end, which led us into transition. So we got some transition baskets as well.
And finally, Coach, in the locker room, was the message centered around toughness?
What yes, it was. It was, and it was a very clear message. I said, we bring this kind of toughness to every game in the A-10. We're going to win a lot of games. And, we put ourselves in position to win. We tied the game up, and all it takes was a stop here, a stop there, and we're a happy team right now instead of one that's very disappointed in being 0-1 in Atlantic 10.
Well, Coach, thank you for your time as always. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jack.
Coach McKillop's comments presented by Barings, a global financial services firm with local roots. Barings is passionate about supporting the communities where its associates work and live and is proud to partner with Davidson College on initiatives ranging from research and mentorship to community engagement. To learn more, visit Barings.com.